About 100 members of the Sagkeng First Nation, where Fontaine was from, honored her legacy a decade after her death. They marched across their community, 80 miles northeast of Winnipeg, in support of Fontaine's family. And in Winnipeg, the provincial family's minister, Nahani Fontaine, said the Manitoba government is honoring Fontaine with an investment of nearly $1 million.
This funding will support operations and programming at Tina's Safe Haven, including counseling support, program mentors, resources, and health care from an Indigenous-led perspective with a focus on relationship building.
Tina's Safe Haven is run by a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping at-risk young people. It's a 24-hour drop-in center for those 13 to 24. The minister also said that Tina's legacy is enormous, and she said we honor her memory in the sacred work we do to protect women, girls, and youth. Nahani Fontaine also said 10 years after her death, the Manitoba government is working to protect Manitobans like her by supporting community partners and programs on the front lines. Of the nearly $1 million, about $400,000 will go to partnering with the Aboriginal Health and Wellness Center for week-long public health nursing. The remainder of the money will go to operating costs and programming. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.